Municipal. Measure N. Town of Corte Madera. Shall the measure to continue for 4 more years the special tax for paramedic and or emergency medical services at the existing annual amount of $75 per residence and per 1,000 square feet of floor area for non-residential uses for fiscal years 2019 to 2020 through 2022 to 2023 with anticipated annual revenues of $500,000 and with the appropriations limit increasing by the amount of the tax be adopted? Yes. No. Town Attorney's Impartial Analysis of Measure N. If adopted by the voters, Measure N would extend Corte Madera's parcel tax from its current June 30, 2019 expiration date until June 30, 2023. The revenue from this special tax, estimated at $500,000 annually, would continue to be placed in a special fund and used only to fund paramedic and emergency medical services. No other uses of this revenue would be legally permitted. This is not the first time this parcel tax has been submitted to and approved by the town's voters. A special parcel tax to fund paramedic and emergency medical services was first approved by the town's voters on June 7, 1983, and was last approved by the town's voters in November 2014. Measure N would not change the tax rate for the parcel tax. For residences, the annual tax would continue to be $75 per residential unit. For non-residential uses, the annual tax would continue to be $75 per 1,000 square feet of floor area. Measure N would also increase the town's appropriation limit by the amount of tax revenue received, which, under the state constitution, would allow the town to spend this revenue for paramedic and emergency medical services. The measure was placed on the ballot by the town council. Two-thirds of all the voters who vote on the measure must vote in favor of the measure for it to be approved. The parcel tax rate cannot be increased or the duration of the tax extended unless approved by a two-thirds vote of the voters. A yes vote on Measure N is a vote to extend for 4 years Corte Madera's existing parcel tax at its current rate with the revenue from the tax to be used only to fund paramedic and emergency medical services. A no vote on Measure N is a vote not to continue the parcel tax past June 30, 2019. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure N. If you desire a copy of the measure, please call the town clerk's office at 415-927-5085, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Signed by Teresa L. Stricker, town attorney for the town of Corte Madera. Argument in favor of Measure N. This is a continuation of a special tax approved by Corte Madera voters every 4 years beginning in 1983. The $75 per parcel is not an increase from the current rate and is not a new tax. This paramedic parcel tax provides revenue needed to fund our paramedic ambulance service in Corte Madera. In particular, the funds will be used for the advanced life support services provided since 1998 by Corte Madera Fire Department. We wish to keep highly trained emergency paramedic ambulance service available here in town. Response time and rapid intervention are critical to saving lives in cardiac events, other medical emergencies, and traumatic injuries. A delay of any kind in care and transport can mean the difference between life and death, and these funds will help preserve the current paramedic services. Please vote yes on this measure. Signed by Sloan Bailey, Council Member, Town of Corte Madera. Dr. Bob Bundy, Corte Madera Planning Commissioner. David Cunhart, Council Member, Town of Corte Madera. Jana Hale, Co-Chair, Citizens for Saving Paramedic Services. John Howard, Co-Founder, Neighborhood Response Program. Argument against Measure N. No argument against Measure N was filed. Full text of Measure N, Ordinance Number 977. An ordinance of the Town of Corte Madera imposing and extending a special tax for paramedic and or emergency medical services. The people of the Town of Corte Madera do ordain as follows. Section 1. Chapter 3.50 of the Town of Corte Madera Municipal Code is hereby amended to read as follows. Chapter 3.50. Corte Madera Paramedic and or Emergency Medical Services Tax. 3.50.010, Authority, Purpose, and Intent. 3.50.020, Definitions. 3.50.030, tax imposed. 3.50.040, use of tax proceeds, appropriations limit. 3.50.050, method of collection. 3.50.060, delinquency. 3.50.070, amendment of chapter. 3.50.080, severability. 3.50.090, two-thirds voter approval effective date. 3.50.100, sunset provision. 3.50.110, execution. 3.50.010, authority, purpose, and intent. It is the sole purpose and intent of this chapter, pursuant to Article 11 of the California Constitution, to impose a special tax on residential and non-residential property within the town of Corte Madera, town, the proceeds of which shall be used exclusively to fund paramedic and or emergency medical services. This parcel tax is neither an ad valorem tax on real property nor a transaction or sales tax on the sale of property. It is an excise tax on the privilege of using district services. It is a special tax and requires two-thirds voter approval. 3.50.020, definitions. The definitions given in this section shall govern the construction of this chapter. 1. Floor area. Floor area shall be defined as the total enclosed area of all floors of a building measured to the outside face of the walls. 2. Non-residential use. Non-residential use shall be defined as any building which is designed, intended, or used for any purpose other than a residential use, including but not limited to commercial, industrial, and office uses, a hotel, motel, and all residential units contained therein as defined below shall be treated as a non-residential use. 3. Residential unit. Residential unit shall be defined as each building or portion thereof containing one or more rooms, a separate bathroom, and a single kitchen as defined in Section 18.04.400 of the Corte Madera Municipal Code, designed for or occupied by one family or by one or more individuals. 3.50.030, tax imposed. A special tax for the purpose outlined in Section 3.50.040 shall be imposed on non-residential uses and on residential units in the amount specified below for each of the fiscal years 2019 to 2020 to 2022 to 2023. 1. Non-residential uses. $75 per year for each 1,000 square feet of floor area. 2. Residential units. $75 per year for each residential unit. 3.50.040, limitation on use of tax proceeds. The proceeds of the special tax imposed by this chapter shall be deposited into a special fund in the town treasury and used specifically and solely for the purpose of providing paramedic and or emergency medical services. This limitation on the use of the proceeds shall be legally binding and enforceable. 3.50.045, appropriations limit. The appropriations limit of the town shall be increased by the proceeds received from this special tax for each of the 4 years of this special tax to permit the expenditure of the proceeds of the tax imposed by this ordinance for the specific and limited purposes set forth in Section 3.50.40. 3.50.050, method of collection. The special tax imposed by this chapter shall be due from every person who owns real property within the town on which is located a residential unit or units, and or a non-residential use or uses, and as reflected upon the rolls of the Marin County Assessor at the same time ad valorem tax is due. This special tax shall be collected by the Marin County Tax Collector at the same time, in the same manner, and subject to the same terms and conditions, including penalties and interest, as the ad valorem tax. The full amount due under this chapter shall constitute a debt to the town. An action for the collection of any tax due hereunder may be commenced in the name of the town or its assignee in any court having jurisdiction of the cause. 3.50.055, Accountability Report. The town treasurer shall prepare and file with the town council a report by August 1st of each year stating A. the amounts collected and spent by the town in the previous fiscal year, B. the status of services authorized to be funded by the proceeds of this tax, and C. the funds carried over from previous years and to be carried over to future years. Such report shall be available for inspection without charge to any property owner in the town. 3.50.060 Delinquency. To any amount of the tax created by this chapter which becomes delinquent, the Marin County tax collector shall add a penalty in an amount equal to any penalty owing for delinquencies in the ad valorem property tax. The tax and penalty shall bear interest at the same rate as the rate for unpaid ad valorem tax until paid. 3.50.065 Refunds. Whenever the amount of any tax, penalty, or interest imposed by this ordinance has been paid more than once or has been erroneously or illegally collected or received by the town, it may be refunded, provided a verified claim in writing, therefore, stating the specific ground upon which such claim is founded, is filed with the treasurer within 1 year of the date of payment. The claim shall be filed by the person who paid the tax, or such person's guardian, conservator, or the executor of her or his estate, and shall contain the information required by Government Code Section 910 for claims to which that section applies. No claim may be filed on behalf of other taxpayers or a class of taxpayers. If a claim is approved by the town council, the excess may be refunded or may be credited against any amounts then due and payable from the person from whom it was collected, and the balance may be refunded to such person, his, her administrators, or executors. Filing a timely and sufficient claim shall be a condition precedent to legal action against the town for a refund of the tax. 3.50.070 Amendment of Chapter. The Town Council is hereby authorized to amend this chapter by 3 affirmative votes of its members for the sole and limited purpose of carrying out the general purposes of this chapter, to conform the provisions of this chapter to applicable state law, to permit the county tax collector to collect the special tax levied by this chapter, or to reassign the duties of public officials under this chapter. In no event, however, may the Town Council increase the tax amount specified in Section 3.50.030 or modify the specific and limited purposes for which the tax may be utilized as provided for in Section 3.50.040 without the approval of 2/3 of the voters of the town voting on the question. 3.50.080 Severability. If any section or part thereof of this chapter is held invalid or unenforceable by any court and such judgment becomes final, then that section or part thereof may be amended by this council by a majority vote to conform with the judgment of such court, provided such amendment is consistent with the purpose and intent of this chapter. If any section, subsection, sentence, phrase, or clause of this chapter is for any reason held to be invalid, such decision shall not affect the validity of the remaining portion of this chapter. The people of the town of Corte Madera hereby declare that they would have adopted this chapter and each section, subsection, sentence, phrase, or clause thereof, irrespective of the fact that any one or more sections, subsections, sentences, phrases, or clauses may be declared invalid. 3.50.090 2/3 approval effective date. An election to confirm and approve this ordinance has been set for November 6, 2018. This ordinance shall be effective only if approved by 2/3 of the voters voting upon this ordinance and shall go into effect 10 days after the vote is declared by the Town Council. 3.50.100 Sunset provision. This ordinance shall expire and be of no further force or effect after midnight, June 30, 2023. 3.50.110 Execution. The town mayor is hereby authorized to attest to the adoption of this ordinance by signing where indicated below. I certify that the foregoing ordinance was passed, approved, and adopted by the people of the town of Corte Madera voting on the 6th day of November 2018. Signed by Bob Ravazio, Mayor. Attest, signed by Rebecca Vaughn, Town Clerk.